It's increasing sunshine.
Did the CCP just pressure the U.S. government to not say we're standing with Hong Kong? Do we stand with Hong Kong?
Well, the simple answer to the last question is the most important one. The statement that Secretary Blinken originally put out is absolutely true. The United States must stand with the people of Hong Kong. Every day, always, we must demand that their rightful place that the Chinese Communist Party had itself agreed to for 50 years be restored. It doesn't appear that's where the Chinese Communist Party is heading, but the United States must continue to stand strongly with them, just as we do with the people of Taiwan. I don't know what happened. I don't know why this tweet was taken down. The original tweet that Secretary Blinken had posted was perfectly in line with what I believe the United States policy should be. So I don't know. I don't know if it was the craziness that can happen inside the State Department's bureaucracy. I certainly saw that. I can't tell you what the administrative challenge was, but as a substantive matter, as a matter for protecting Americans and putting our country first, simple statement by America's Secretary of State that we stand with the people of Hong Kong should seem pretty straightforward.
Joe Biden said in February, America's back. And America's got your back. Unless, of course, you're an American and or an ally.
Maybe he said stabs you in the back and we just missed a word. You think that's it?
It very well could be. Joe speaks at the UN today.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, for joy. Get the world stage. Actually, every time he's behind the mic, he's at the world stage. But especially today because he will be... as what Rush Limbaugh used to call the bar scene grill in the original Star Wars movie, which is, you know, a bunch of strange people, aliens from
right.
other countries.
Blah, blah, blah. Jabbering.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you got those people wearing those funny... Did you ever wonder why they... You remember, did you ever see the big thing that literally hooks on their ear and it covers their whole ear, you know, for people to interpret? Like,
oh, yeah.
When the Palestinian leader would get up and say, yes, I say in public that we will work with Israel. When I get home, I tell our people we will exterminate them.
Oh, geez. Wow.
I wish that it actually told the truth like that.
Oh, I mean, I'm with you,
you
now.
You know, Yasser Arafat used to do that. He would make the big deals, and then he would go home and talk to the Palestinians and say, well, because I'm... Now, this is what I'm told. I have not read it. But when it comes to the infidel, you're allowed to lie in
right.
front of them.
Right.
Because
that's
they are
permissible by
yes.
any means.
Yeah. Because they are the infidels.
Right.
So then you go back and tell your people, I just told the infidels we work with them, but we want to kill them.
But yeah, that's right. And it's actually written that it's okay to do that.
Yeah.
That you get in amongst them and then you rise up and kill them all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Once again, starting our day off with a positive spin, Mark Lamb. I appreciate it.
Here is the thing for today that Janet and I, we agreed that today we wouldn't talk about COVID or any COVID-related stories if it's related to the vaccine or COVID. You know, one of us is going to get buzzed. And there's a lot of stories out there that don't
but
involve.
But there's no way you can, I mean... Bill and our folks from DBJ, you know,
well, they're going to talk about it. Yes,
I mean,
we can't buzz them.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
To get through a day without having it in the show.
But you and I are going to do our darndest,
right.
Not to do it. Yeah,
yes.
We can't control what Bill and I guess it's Kimberly McBroom today.
Yeah,
at WDBJ, we're
exactly.
going to really, really try hard, and we're going to do that by starting out with your thought of the day. Doggone it!
Here it is. I'm going to try to pull up on the plane from that. Everything you need to accomplish your goals is already in you. You have everything you need. So there.
I believe that.
That's all I have to say about
Sometimes
that.
Sometimes it takes people to help cultivate what's inside of you.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Stir up that gift inside of you.
That's
right. All
right.
Wow, this is a long mind jam trivia.
It
Something
is.
Something tells me I should have pre-read this. I was too busy doing
you
other
didn't,
stuff.
You didn't pre-read it?
Well,
I
did
it yesterday.
I know, I read
say.
It yesterday. But...
All right, here's the text number.
Yeah.
You read it while I'm giving them the text number. 434-248-0704. We give the text number so you can send us your guess to this particular question.
Okay. Something exciting today, too. If the planets align and all the motorcycles align, we're going to get Kyle Petty on the phone in the next hour.
Oh,
so stay tuned,
Lord,
for that.
I'm
really excited.
All right.
We're going to talk about Victory Junction. Anyway, but Mind Jam Trivia in the meantime. Practicing this improves sleep. It lowers stress levels and boosts the immune system. Mm-hmm. It also reduces symptoms of depression and improves self-esteem. Man, scientists say this trait also enhances social and professional skills. What is it you can do that gives so many benefits? So many of these benefits.
That's right.
It's one thing that you can do.
And it's and everybody can do it. There's not one person that you can do. You can't be physically, you can't mm-hmm. be kept from doing it.
Right.
Doesn't matter what age you are, nothing.
I did a little research because you didn't give me the answer.
No, I didn't, because I know you. 434-248-0704 is our number.
What's it supposed to mean?
Let us... You know what it means. Squirrel.
Right,
oops,
exactly.
I said the answer. On this day in history, 1937, J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit is published by George Allen and Owen in London. And it's still around today.
It sure is, in movie form.
Yeah. I can't just go running off into the blue. I am a Baggins.
Wait!
Of Baggins.
Bilbo, allow me to introduce Feely, Keely, Oin, Loin, Darlin, Barlin, Biffa, Bofa, Bomba, Dory, Nori, Ori.
I haven't seen any of the Hobbit stuff.
And, we were and this never is just allowed funny. To watch it because Bailey can't stand their feet.
Oh, really?
It freaks her out.
She doesn't like their feet.
She can't do the Hobbit feet.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
No, so I've
I wonder
never
if
seen
there's
it.
A feet edited version for her to watch.
I don't know. I don't know. I do know that there's not a parental warning on there because the boys had turned it on. She's like, oh my gosh, turn that off. That's right. In 1957, Perry Mason, the TV series based on the character by Erie Stanley Gardner, starring Raymond Burr, premieres on CBS.
In 1957, the definitive Perry Mason TV series debuted here on CBS with Raymond Burr in the title role.
What are you doing here, Mason?
Just passing.
Week after week, Perry Mason took on seemingly unwinnable murder cases, cases that ended with Mason's last-minute discovery of evidence.
You ever see this before?
I love Perry Mason.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah, my mom used to watch it.
Wasn't it just a couple weeks ago that we had found out that Raymond Burr was possibly looked at for Gunsmoke,
mm-hmm.
which is just unbelievable.
Right. He wasn't the right fit for
yeah,
Gunsmoke.
Yeah, he was just, he was not.
But he was the right fit
oh,
for Perry
gosh,
Mason.
Oh my gosh, yes.
For sure.
Yeah, James Arness as Perry Mason, probably not. But the other way around. Was his name James Arness?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I wanted
That's
to get
right.
that right.
Yeah. In 1993, Melissa Etheridge releases her breakthrough second album, Yes I Am, and it features probably her biggest hit.
Mm-hmm. She's like Bonnie Raitt on a rock and roll crack. Roll.
She's got a great voice.
She does.
I think she's pretty amazing, her yep. voice is. Birthdays. Author Stephen King turned 74 today.
I wrote a book called The Stand, a mutating flu virus. And any similarities to what's going on now are just too close for comfort. But I got about halfway through that book. And
you
I got
broke your own rule.
To Boulder, Colorado. And by that time, I had this huge cast of characters. There were 20 or 25. And I thought, I don't know what I'm going to do with these people. And I thought, well, what if somebody blows up about half of these troublesome people? I can deal with the ones that are left. And that's what I did.
So he's talking about getting stuck. Kind of getting stuck. He got stuck for 3 weeks
you
on this
You didn't even
thing.
Make it 15 minutes.
Oh, stop. I you, mean, he... I. The,
you picked
yeah,
it.
Yep.
Yeah. You broke your own rule.
It was the only Stephen King thing I could find that was playable.
Really?
Yes. Unless you want him reading one of his, you know, gory books.
Comedian Bill Murray is having a birthday today. I'm pretty sure he's not going to be talking about the C word. He turned 71.
My favorite movie just filmed up the road.
As long as I'm in my apartment, I'm okay. But when I want to go out, I get weird.
talk about weird.
Well, I get dizzy spells, nausea, cold sweats, hot sweats, pelvic discomfort.
Are you married?
I'm divorced.
Would you like to talk about that?
There are two types of people in this world. Those who like Neil Diamond and those who don't. My ex-wife loves him.
Wow.
It's my favorite line in the movie.
Okay.
Well, it's not my favorite line. There's so many good lines in that movie.
And what about Bob?
Yeah, what about Bob?
Actor David Collier turned 62 today. Joey from Full House.
And a lot of other people. He's got multiple personalities.
Yeah, we're actually adding some new characters. I'm doing the voices of Waldorf and Statler, the two old men who sit up on the balcony.
Yeah, and you know what the best part about this show is?
No, what's that?
It ends. Oh!
I actually did Richard Pryor's voice in a film called Critical Condition.
And it was real weird because, like, no one knew that I was, like, a guy with, like, blonde hair and this face.
Very good.
He does multiple. He's a great voiceover guy.
I didn't know he did Richard Pryor.
Yeah, he actually he goes into talking about when somebody cusses and they have to bleep it out. They hire actors if they're not willing to come back and do the different words that you hear on TV. Didn't he just cuss there in the real movie? People like David would come in and
punch it in. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah. Singer Faith Hill's having a birthday today. She turns 54.
Now get your coffee. I can feel your breath. I need some grace here, Janet. I'm going to squeeze in a Christmas song. It's coming soon. There's no place. There's no room. A baby changes everything. A baby changes everything. I only wish that you could see either way. Little radio auto-tune there in that song with Faith Hill.
I feel like she was Carrie Underwood before Carrie Underwood. They remind me a lot of each other.
Yeah. You know, I suffered through a lot of videos yesterday putting that together.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah,
that must have been terrible for
it was.
You to
I was traumatized.
Look at all those pictures of Faith Hill. Yeah. Hope you're okay.
I'm okay. I'll tell you what. You know, there's a yin and a yang. And our yang was, the yang was Faith Hill. Your yang is our next birthday.
Oh, that's not nice.
No, it's good. It helped balance me out.
Oh.
It's not a put down. It's just, it brought me back to earth a little bit.
Okay. Feels a little bit like a put down.
I took it from hairspray.
If I were this person,
this
I would
next
think,
lady wasn't the most attractive woman in hairspray. You have to admit.
She got the guy at the end. She started out on Broadway, became a talk show host, actress as well. Ricky Lake turns 53.
I'm Lil Inez, Seaweed's sister.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Lil Inez. This is my best friend, Penny. And Link, you probably know from the show.
Wow, you guys really came. Here, everybody, this is Tracy, the baddest white dancer in town. This is Link.
This is Penny.
No matter what you've heard, we are going to teach the white children how to do the bird.
So hairspray. I know you like hairspray.
I do.
Yeah.
I do like hairspray.
I had put some on this morning.
Yeah. Did you?
No, not really.
Oh.
I did yesterday. I forgot to this morning. I just, you know, I'm a little disjointed. The wife's out of town.
It. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So you're just
I'm just trying to get out of the house by 4:40.
I got you.
Doing all the animals, especially when you have to give medicine. I remembered to give Romeo his medicine this morning. Forgot yesterday. Just too much to do.
So you got, that's good. Actor Luke Wilson's our final birthday today. He turns 50 years old.
This is from Legally Blonde.
Excuse me, are you okay?
Did I just put you on the spot like that, like all the time?
So you have Stromwell, huh?
Yes. Did she do that to you too?
No. But she did make me cry once. I mean, not in class. I waited till I got back to my room. But yeah, she'll kick you right in the ball. Yeah, or wherever, you know. But yeah, she's tough.
Got it.
He's an interesting actor.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain characters that just fit his profile.
Right.
You know.
It hasn't been in a ton of stuff that I can recall.
Right.
Probably more than I realized, though, mm-hmm. would be my guess. Hey, our text number is 434-248-0704. Thanks for sending us your guesses so far with our Mind Jam trivia.
Practicing this improves sleep, lowers stress levels, and boosts your immune system. No, we're not talking about the morning jam. Anyway, it also reduces symptoms of depression and improves your self-esteem. Scientists say that this trait also enhances social and professional skills. What is it that you can do that gives all of these benefits?
Well, so far, the number one guess mm-hmm. has been smile.
Oh, I like that.
That's a good guess.
That is a good guess.
Probably would go a long way with some of those things. That's not what we're looking for. We'll give you the answer when we return here on the Morning Jam.
That's right. And, you know, we can't do that because a lot of us are wearing masks. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. We're not supposed to talk about that today. Anyway.
Turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark, 6 to 9 a.m.
Where it began, I can't begin.
And then he killed Ned Thompson.
No, no, I didn't do those things. I didn't kill Ned Thompson.
And you didn't plant Fallon's note in his pocket?
No, no!
No, Mr. Nichols. You didn't kill Thompson. But you did, Mr. Wells.
Yes! Yes, I killed Ned Thompson! I killed him!
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
That was Perry Mason and Korda, and it just felt good to put Ozzy Osbourne on the tail end of that.
Wouldn't it be great if if we had Perry Masons and it worked like that?
Oh, yeah. Hey, if we had Ozzy Osbourne, he looked good in that video.
Now people are just, you know, they just lie.
Oh, I know.
And lie, and mm-hmm. then they double down on the lying.
Right. Or they just claim the fifth. And nothing ever happens.
Well, that's in Washington.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
So that's a little, different. We've been asking you your Morning Jam trivia.
Yeah.
And we've had some good guesses today. You want to read that?
Yeah, I'm going to read it one more time, and then I'll take my jab at it because I did a little research. Practicing this improves sleep, lowers stress levels, boosts your immune system. It also reduces symptoms of depression and improved self-esteem. Scientists say this trait also enhances social and professional skills. What is it that you can do that gives you all these benefits?
So people guessed smile. They guessed prayer,
mm-hmm.
Talking to God. I'm getting there. What's your guess?
Well, I cheated because I did a little research.
Oh, well, then if you cheated.
Well, but I agreed with the answer that I found.
Okay.
Does that help? It said gratitude.
That's the answer.
Is it? Okay.
You cheated.
I did cheat.
Okay. It's World Gratitude Day.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And all of those things that that Mark just talked about, reducing depression, improving your self-esteem, all of that, if you have an attitude of gratitude. It's going to really make things different.
Yeah.
So if you're not the thankful type, World Gratitude Day would be a great time to start. And if you're not sure where to begin, you can simply be thankful for waking up and experiencing a brand new day.
There
Other things to be thankful for, consider the source of the food you have in your cupboards. Look to the roof over your head, having a home to live in, no matter how large or small. Jobs that pay our bills, feed our children, mm-hmm. give us purpose, the beauty of nature. We often take our health for granted. Mm-hmm. That's something else you should be thankful for. Our pets are worthy of our gratitude. As the saying goes, there's always, always, always something to be thankful for.
I like that.
I agree with that.
Yeah. And some nights when we lay in bed, that's when we do our prayer time. I just say, you know, Lord, thank you for this comfortable bed that we're laying on. I mean, just as simple as that. And the covers that we have.
We're very, very spoiled in this country. We have mm-hmm. a lot of people that want to complain when we are very blessed in so many ways. So, yeah, being, I like it. Being grateful. There you have it.
I like it, doggone it.
So we said this is going to be COVID-free Tuesday, so we are not going to talk about that.
Right. And we're not going to have stories, and when we do...
Even though you've broken the rules twice. But we do
twice?
Have, twice.
How did I break it twice?
You played a clip that referred to it with Stephen King, and then you mentioned, you know, mask wearing.
Yeah, so, that's true.
Yeah, so you need to tighten up.
I deserved it. That's what's going to happen when one of us do it.
You just need to tighten up.
So it's 2-1. I'm winning right now.
You're winning. I'm winning at losing.
I'm winning at losing, right. That's,
you and Biden, you're both doing the same thing.
Well, you know, speaking of gratitude and thankfulness, I mean, I'm thankful that Joe is going to address the UN today.
Are you? Are you grateful for that?
Yeah. All because right, we'll it's going to give us some great content for tomorrow.
We'll see how you feel later on today. We do have Kimberly McBroom on the way.
Yep.
She'll talk about the interim audit on VEC that's been released.
Okay.
The trial of a former Marine, Michael Brown, and the latest details on that, and some information from the New River Valley Health District.
Okay.
On that which shall not be named by me.
Yeah, you can't. I can't buzz her because of that, guys.
That's right.
Because it's all the men that want you to be buzzed this
morning.
Play
the game. Play the game.
Oh, this is going to be like redneck life, but reversed.
You think?
Yeah, because every time you get something wrong, you lose a tooth in redneck life.
Right.
And whoever has the most teeth at the end wins the game. I may not have many teeth before the day is out.
Only if you play a lot of AOC and Pelosi.
Because you will knock them out.
I'm lying. Currently 64 degrees in Bedford, 66 in Roanoke, Danville, and Salem, and 63 in Lynchburg.
I did put the furniture up, the cushions and my wife's hammock. It dried out yesterday. I mentioned on the show, I forgot to put it all up, and it's not supposed to get wet. I mean, it can,
right.
But it'll last longer if you keep
furniture.
It dry.
Yeah.
You know, so we bought those huge tubs at Sam's, went to Roanoke to get them because they didn't have them in Lynchburg about a year or so ago. Everything fits in there. So I did that last night. You know, it's so funny when you know you have to do something and it's about 100, you know, good 120, 150 feet away or whatever, and it's all uphill to get there. You're going, eh, it might rain tonight, and then again, it might not. But then I looked at the forecast and I go, crap, I got to do that tonight.
Yeah.
It only took a few minutes.
Cooler temperatures, though, and much needed rain.
Yeah. Got to stretch my legs. Me and the dogs got to go out up there and hang out at the pergola for all of 60 seconds. It was great.
I loved it.
But speaking of furry friends, our sweet pets deserve some love this season. And the YMCA partnering with the Lynchburg Humane Society, they're teaming up. That's like a great 1-2 punch, collecting pet-friendly items at each of their three locations to help out the Lynchburg Humane Society. It says that the Lynchburg Humane Society helped over 4,000 pets find a home. That is just so awesome. But to get these pets, you know, in good shape, they need things like Purina cat and kitten chow, Purina dog and puppy chow, medium and large dog harnesses, canned food for kittens and dogs, all kinds of cool stuff, even peanut butter, Janet, they say, for dogs and dogs and cat treats, which I would say peanut butter is. It's a dog cat.
That would be a treat.
You and Mark treat.
Yeah, really.
So you can drop all these items off.
Mr. Lamb, please leave the peanut butter for the dogs.
Now, there is and I want to pronounce this right. It says peanut butter, no xylitol. Is that how you pronounce it? X-Y-L-I-T.
Well, that's an ingredient.
Yeah, so make sure the peanut butter doesn't have that in it, because I guess that's bad for the dogs. You know, it's so much.
So it's probably bad for you, too. So
well, possibly.
Everybody, check your labels.
Yeah.
All right. Local first responders got a demonstration of a new high-tech firefighting device yesterday in Salem. The Termite RS3 is a remote-controlled, camera-equipped robot that can be used in a variety of situations that are too dangerous for human firefighters. The 3,500-pound tank can clear cars, brush, and other debris several times its own weight. When connected to a hose, it can propel blasts of water and foam to extinguish many types of flames. Locally, no department is using this new technology. However, it is being used in Los Angeles to fight brush fires. The cost is around $325,000.
Wow.
I'm doubting that the Montvale Fire Department's going to have that anytime soon.
Wow, that's...
Or...
Well, this equipment is not cheap.
Any of our other little
fire departments,
volunteer, yeah. Which we are most grateful for.
Oh my gosh,
they
if we didn't
such
have
great
them,
work.
They are awesome, and you know
but that's a lot of firemen's carnivals right there.
Yes,
a lot of barbecues.
Yes,
to raise that money.
Wow. So we had Jerry Griffin in the studio here just about a week and a half ago, and he's a great guy. Does a lot of cool things with. Lynchburg and actually the YWCA, among other things. I'm not sure if he has any influence on this one. We talked about the painted water drains downtown. Well, there's painted plows. Have you seen the painted
snow plows?
Snow plows. I have not seen these before. Maybe it's because by the time they get to my house, they're covered in all kinds of nastiness and all such when they're plowing my street. But painted plows bring music to the streets of Lynchburg. It's happening. And painted snow plows now feature artwork from music genres like hip-hop, disco, yes, jazz, and heavy metal for you Aussie fans out there. Members of the Hill City Public Works Department put brushes to the blades, and 8 vibrant images are now on 8 blades. I can't wait to see those. Hopefully they'll come down my street this year.
One needs to be like a, you know, a snow monster.
Well, I'm thinking.
Like, you could see, you know.
I wish we had video.
So you could see it eating it. You
when
know?
She does that voice.
That would be fun.
Well, you know what
That's
I was thinking?
Neat.
And I'm not a big fan of, not that I'm against them, the Teenage Mutant Ninja, but
oh,
like
yeah.
a teenage mutant flying through the air, kind of kicking
the snow out of the way.
I like that image.
Maybe you should do one.
I should. But
maybe I should do one.
Maybe you should, yes.
I know.
And then I'll
I can see it in my head.
I'll gnaw on some peanut butter.
And you can see what it looks like.
There you go.
So what is your go-to, like your regular drink of choice? What is your favorite drink
oh,
of
Lord.
Choice?
I'll tell you, I changed after my heart surgery. I mean, I still have a diet Dr. Pepper, but in all honesty, I drink the clear drinks, you know, the carbonated water.
Okay.
And sometimes I put flavoring in it, but, mm-hmm. you know, I get the lime or just the plain or lemon or
They're
whatever.
They're very popular now.
They are. Yeah, everybody seems
like
to be making
LaCroix
them.
LaCroix and,
yeah.
and was Bublé.
Bublé,
Mr.
Yeah.
Bublé, it's not Bublé. It's, but it's a very, very popular
yeah,
trend
is.
Right now. And a lot of people start with that to get off of
just
soda,
regular carbonated stuff, yeah.
That kind of thing. Can you drink too much seltzer water since it's so popular right now? Here's what you need to know. The sparkling water can be a great calorie and sugar-free alternative to mm-hmm. soda, but you may want to drink it in moderation.
Okay.
There are some folks that, when it became so popular, said it's just as hydrating as plain water.
Mm-hmm.
So in this article that I was reading, it said that that the author was quitting soda and coped by drinking seltzer water with mm-hmm. a splash of juice. And that helped get them off of the soda. Some people also do that for alcohol.
Right.
Now, doctors say it's certainly better for you than alcohol is going to be. But they say it's not as good for you as plain water
okay.
is. The difference is seltzer water is infused with carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm.
That's what creates the bubbles.
Right.
The difference between seltzer and club soda is mostly sodium.
Oh, okay.
So seltzer's better than club soda.
Yeah, I had club soda. I had it brought to me as seltzer water, and I go, ooh.
If you're drinking a lot of it,
right.
you just want to watch the sodium in that.
Sure.
If that's an issue. But the good news is seltzer is hydrating
mm-hmm.
if you drink it plain.
Okay.
And it can be just as hydrating. But they say if you have any type of tummy issues or GI issues
yeah.
or... if you have trouble with indigestion,
mm-hmm.
even, it can cause bloating, cramps, gas.
Oh, wow.
That you may not even realize.
Sure.
Yeah. So, and it can also be bad for your teeth.
Really? The carbonation's not good, eh?
It can be acidic.
Wow. Well, that makes sense.
If you drink it, you need to make sure you follow it up with plain water.
Huh.
So they're seeing more patients now that seltzer water is becoming so popular that the main cause of erosion on teeth is overly acidic diets. Wow. Seltzer can lead to that.
Okay.
They say if you consume a lot of lemon juice, pomegranate, grapefruits, tomatoes, blueberries, pineapple, apples, corn, mushrooms, broccoli, those type of things, you should skip seltzer altogether because that means you have a very acidic diet.
Yeah. Huh.
I didn't realize.
I didn't either.
Yeah. But people who have IBS or sensitive GIs would want to steer clear as well. Hiatal hernia, all those things. I didn't know.
Isn't that interesting?
And now we know.
Yeah.
We didn't know before, but now we do.
I wasn't aware of that because I turned to this carbonated water to get away from the sodas. But
well,
it's
they say it is better. I mean, is that it for, as far as your special drink?
Right. I'm thinking about my teeth right now. That's the thing.
Well, I didn't realize that either. But yeah, orange juice also very hard on your teeth.
So have a decent amount of H2O. After. In your day, mm-hmm. and chase it with that.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought you'd chase carbonated water with water?
With water. It's a weird world we live in.
Yeah.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Five and Dine is brought to you by your friends at F&L Market, and they're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. Go by and see Todd and the crew today. Their meat department's second to none. They're cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. They have a fantastic freezer section over there. They have got people who actually check you out. They don't have, like, self-checkouts.
I have met some of these. These are some of the sweetest ladies in town.
They are.
I'm going to tell you what.
They're very sweet people. And one of the things they always have is the Argentine shrimp over at F&L Market. And they always have a great price on it. I made Indian shrimp curry last night, so I felt compelled to share because it was delicious. And it's like takes 20 minutes to make. Okay. So easy to make. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to add a little bit of oil to a skillet, and then you're going to put in a pound of shrimp. Cook it for 1 minute on either side, then remove it from the pan because you're going to finish it in the sauce. Add the remaining oil to your skillet, and you're going to cook it down with some onions. Mm-hmm. After that, cook those for about 5 minutes over medium heat, stirring occasionally. Now, I like to use snow peas and stir fry those in as well because they're really delicious that way. Add in your ginger, cumin, coriander. It's got some turmeric, paprika, curry powder, chili powder, salt, and garlic. Sounds like a lot of ingredients, but you should have all those in your cupboard. Mm-hmm. And you're going to put those in there. Stir it well. Let it cook for 30 seconds to kind of toast those a little bit. Then you're going to add in your tomato sauce and your coconut milk. And stir it all together. Then put that shrimp into the pan. Stir it well. And it's done. Just make sure you cook that curry down a little bit to take some of the bite out, and then adding your coconut milk and your shrimp and stir it well. Serve it over a basmati or jasmine rice. It's so delicious.
I love me some jasmine.
And you can put in your, you know, whatever your favorites are vegetable wise. Mm-hmm. I like to put a few extra veg in there, but snow peas are delicious.
Okay.
This thing comes together so fast, and the leftovers are pretty great too. Indian shrimp curry. Get that recipe by going to Facebook. Type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that I have tried and tested, and I'm sharing with you here on The Morning Jam, brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, sweeten things up with Duncan Hines Cake Mix, 99 cents, Duncan Hines Frosting, 2 two for $3. Save on family pack chicken thighs, 85 cents a pound. Family pack pork spare ribs are $1.39 a pound. And family pack bone-in pork chops, $1.99 a pound. Local peaches are $1.29 a pound. Join the VIP Savings Club. Text FL Market to 833-605-1804 for Text Club exclusive deals and flash sales. Stop by FL Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
I have a thankful heart that you have given me, and it can only come from you.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
I have a thankful heart.
So we were talking earlier, Janet, with our Mind Jam trivia. Having a grateful or thankful heart can reduce stress, has all kinds of great benefits.
It does. It
helps you sleep.
It's World Gratitude Day.
It is.
It helps you sleep. It helps you not be as depressed.
Right.
It has so many benefits. It's crazy.
I want someone at 434-248-0704 to text you and tell me, who was that artist right there? What band was that from the, would have been, I think that song, Thankful Heart, is from the 90s, pretty sure. Could have been from the late 80s.
I've never heard it.
Yeah, it's a great song by a group I used to play on a show I did long time ago, back in the early 90s, called Livewire. It was a Christian teen rock show. There's your hint. And anyway, great song.
It's not Skillet.
It's not Skillet. No, this is those guys were still probably in middle school when this, or maybe even elementary school.
I told you my Skillet story where I took the children to see Skillet.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, it's a Christian band. That won't be too bad. That'll be fine.
Right.
That's a Christian band. It'll be good. I'll enjoy it.
Right.
I went because Fantasia. One of the other American Idol folks.
I know who you mean.
Yeah, I know.
Her name is Mandisa.
Mandisa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's who I went to see. She sang like 3 songs. That was it.
Really?
So I was a little annoyed.
So you got grunged out, in other words.
I went to the restroom and I had toilet paper and I was shoving it in
your
my ears.
I believe it.
I had little toilet paper puppy dog ears hanging out, and my kids were like, "Mom, you're embarrassing us." Like, I don't care. I do not care.
Oh my gosh.
And it's still not working.
Right.
So,
well, Skillet, I have to give the leader, and his name slips my mind right now. He has come out and written. He's well read, very articulate. Skillet's still around after 20 some years.
Oh, they are.
And he has written some hard
theologically
articles. Yeah, because
sound.
Of everybody going off the chain here.
Mm-hmm.
And Christian, you know, worship leaders that are world known are walking away from their faith. And he's written some articles challenging
them.
Doing
it for the right reasons.
Right. He's challenging them. And he's got the right to do that. Here's a guy and their band, and they remain faithful to God. They travel with, Rob Zombie and some of these kinds of guys. And you go, what are you doing? He's doing exactly what he's been called to do, is to be light in a dark world. So pray for guys like that, because the challenges are amazing.
I respect him. I just don't want to listen to
music. I get it.
I have to have toilet paper stuffed in my ears.
I think after
and
album.
And embarrasses my children.
After album number 3, I found it hard to listen, because we used to play him on the show that we did. So anyway. Yeah, if you know what that song was that we rejoined with, I would be curious if you knew the band. So anyway.
Rita said, Orange Woman needs to get some gratitude because I don't know how she sleeps at night. Jin Jin.
Oh, jeez. Oh, we've got some Jin Jin kind of news today.
Uh-oh.
That we'll have to play, because Peter Doocy's one of the few out there doing his job.
I do love him.
Yeah. He is just, man alive, he is... I mean, he is the Sam Donaldson of our day.
Hmm.
I mean, I really, and for those of you that have been following politics
which
since Reagan.
Which is interesting, because a lot of people, you know, said, oh, he only got his job because of his dad.
Because of his dad. No, he is way beyond that now.
Yeah.
It might have been at the beginning a little nepotism.
He's definitely proven himself.
Yes, exactly. I like him better than his dad.
So when are you going to play it?
Well,
play
I'll do it. Well, let me see what I got here. Yeah, I can play it now.
Okay, play it now.
All right.
If somebody walks into the country, right across the river, does somebody ask them to see their vaccination card?
Well, let me explain to you again. If they have symptoms, the intention is for them to be quarantined. That is our process. They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. I don't think it's the same thing.
Vice President Harris has supposedly been strategizing for months.
Isn't she supposed to be addressing the root causes of migration?
Absolutely, and she has been addressing the root causes of migration.
Then there's
where?
China.
In her closet?
Fractured ties with Beijing are such a threat, the UN Secretary General tells the AP, we need to avoid at all costs a Cold War that would be different from the past one and probably more dangerous and more difficult to manage. The White House is responding.
He will make absolutely clear that he is not looking to pursue a new Cold War with any country in the world.
Quite a change since February.
Diplomacy is back at the center of our foreign policy.
The focus of foreign policy lately, the Afghan withdrawal, which included a terror attack that killed Americans and a U.S. drone strike that killed civilians.
This whole execution has been nothing but a catastrophe.
The Pentagon is investigating.
Why was the decision taken? As we've now learned, there was another surveillance drone showing that there were kids or individuals on the ground.
I think you can understand now that we're going to review this investigation.
No plans to change course, though.
You guys didn't kill people who went after our troops. You killed 10 civilians, including 7 children. So does the president still think these over-the-horizon strikes can work?
Absolutely.
Refugees in Afghanistan with visas are having a hard time getting out. Refugees at the southern border with no visas are having no trouble getting in. But before these issues vetting refugees are resolved, the administration is announcing tonight they are going to double the number allowed into the U.S. each year, from 62,500 to 125,000.
Because we don't have enough Democrat voters yet.
So, just for our president, because...
Yes.
I think it's important that we try to show support.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give President Biden a definition of diplomacy.
Okay.
Because I don't think he understands what the definition of diplomacy is.
Okay.
Diplomacy, the art and practice of conducting negotiations between nations, skill in handling affairs without arousing hostility.
Jeez.
Hello? Have we seen any of that?
No.
Diplomacy's back, baby, with his stupid sunglasses on.
Did you realize France pulled their ambassador out of our country just the other day?
Are
They're
you
so
surprised?
Ticked off at us. That's,
because diplomacy's back,
yeah,
Mark.
Well, and so is the United States, apparently. We're in a better standing worldwide now than we were ever under Trump. Yep.
Well, there you go.
Thank God that Peter Ducey's on the case.
I mean, fortunately, I guess he considers himself better off nationally because there's no baby Trump balloon flying around.
I guess, yeah. Well, that was enough right there. That's what we solved.
See, I'm thinking something really ugly right now,
right.
But I'm not saying it.
Thank you. Let me just buzz you ahead of time. No, I know.
I wasn't thinking about
COVID.
Well,
I know, but you were thinking ill of our president.
No, I was just thinking what his balloon would look like.
Okay. Oh, you mean Biden's?
Yeah.
Oh.
It wouldn't be, yeah, because they had the baby Trump balloon.
Yeah, yeah.
Although they could reuse the
yeah
Trump balloon, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it. You're wanting me to say it. I'm not going to do it.
Okay. Good for you.
You know.
Good for you.
I might say it later.
Off the air.
Just depends.
Oh, that was good. It just depends. I just got it. Hey, we're going to have Kyle Petty on the show here, coming up out of the news. Excited to talk about the Victory Junction.
Yeah, you better straighten it up before he gets...
Their charity ride coming up. They're going to be... It's today. They're going to be at the World War II Memorial in Bedford.
It's exciting.
They're going to show up, I believe, at noon today. I'll have to go look and find out what the deal is, make sure I got all my ducks in a row. But Kyle Petty, we're going to talk about the ride. We're going to talk about Victory Junction and how that came about. We'll do that all coming up in just a little bit. It's a Tuesday, terrific Tuesday, because we're not talking about the obvious, the P word, you know, pandemic. We're going to do our show, at least Janet and I, without having a story about it because it's been in the news so much lately. Others we can't take care of.
You're listening to the Virginia.